Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. So glad you took the time to tune in with us on this evening. And before we get started, we want to have a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you humbling our hearts, O God, and asking for forgiveness and for mercy. Lord, we thank you for blessing us, O God, and for giving us this opportunity. We call upon you, Lord, to look upon us, O God, and search our hearts. Anything that's not right, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, cover us under your blood. Wash us and purify us. Lord, purify our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Lord, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. We pray, Lord, that you will work on us, O Lord, and that you will build us, that you will mold us, shape us, and form us. Oh, Lord, we are the clay, and you are the potter. Lord, take us in your hand and make us what you have us to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will cover us tonight and keep us in your protection. Lord, we call on you for healing. Lord God, so many are suffering with sicknesses and diseases, with the virus, oh God, with many ailments. And we ask, God, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, heal, and make whole right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. There's no condition that you cannot heal. Oh, my God, for you have the power to heal the incurable disease. You have the power to heal the terminal conditions in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, to move by your power. Lord God, remember those on the prayer list who are requesting a healing tonight, who need help, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord, and see about them tonight. Stop by, oh God, and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless in abundance, oh God. Open doors and make ways, Lord God. Work wonders in the name of Jesus. Save dying souls everywhere. Deliver the bound souls, oh God. Loose the shackles tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody is crying out, Lord, please hear their cry and see about them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, from the least to the greatest, oh God. You know every need, Lord Jesus. There's nothing hid from you, but Lord, you know all about us, oh God. You know everything about us, and we need your help, Lord. Please come and see about us, Lord. We are waiting on you tonight. Not our will, oh God, but let your holy will be done. Take control, Lord, and have your way. We ask you to minister to every listener tonight and bless them, Lord, in a special way. And remember the bereaved families, oh God, give them comfort and consolation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Dr. Khadija Hameen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you all out there who are listening. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 8th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. God, for that prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Again, that's the 8th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Thank God for the remembrance word, the 8th number of Psalm, the first, throughout the 9th verses, throughout its entirety. And I would just like to sing a little portion of that song, if that's all right.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how excellent. How excellent. How excellent. How excellent. Is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. Is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. In all the earth, Jesus, excellent is thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that opening scripture, and also for that beautiful selection. We just thank God for this broadcast, the Prayer Works Ministry. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and tonight we are just going to have the a recording of a previous message, and we're going to put that on. But we ask that you will continue to keep those who are on our prayer list in your prayers, and also lifting up those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We pray that God will give them comfort and consolation. And I know that this weekend is Easter weekend, and many people may be kind of busy or tied up with things. So tonight we're going to just have the message that's pre-recorded, and also the prayer following the message from the Prayer News Network. So stay tuned and listen in for the Word of God. May the Lord bless you and enjoy the Word of God. God bless.
Amen. Without any other good, we want to yield the platform to our speaker, amen, of the hour, the person of our very own, amen, Pastor Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Amen. From Holy Temple Church of God out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty praise the Lord as she takes the platform at this time. God bless you, woman of God. The platform is down into your hands.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so thankful that God has blessed us once again to be together on the Prayer News Network Global. And I truly thank God for this great ministry, for everyone who has tuned in. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Lord has done. And tonight, I thank God for the opening scripture, for the song of praise, and the prayer. I tell you, God is just blessing us already. The presence of the Lord is just so strong in this ministry, going out over the airways, reaching souls everywhere. And I'm so happy for what the Lord is doing. Praise God. And I thank God for that introduction. Thank God that you, Minister Emmanuel. I thank God also for the visionary who established this by the grace of God and by the leading of the Lord, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praise to God, Dr. Bradley. Thank God. I'm just so excited for what the Lord is doing. And yes, on yesterday, the Lord blessed me another year, and I'm glad about it. I'm happy. I feel good in my soul. I feel good in my body. Praise the Lord. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord has looked down on me and had mercy on my soul. Praise the Lord. It gave me a happy day on yesterday. But it didn't just start yesterday. The happiness started a long time ago. But usually I like to celebrate the whole entire month because God has blessed me to see the return of the dead. Oh, and I'm so glad of that. Filled with the mind to serve the Lord. Filled with the mind to see the Lord's will. Praise God. Well, I'm not going to take up that time tonight. I'm just getting ready to go to the Word. If you want to read along, get the Bibles ready, and let's prepare to go to the Scriptures. Praise the Lord. I ask that you will pray with me on tonight and pray for me that the Lord will have his way. So without further ado, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we give you thanks. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we humble ourselves. Lord, we open our hearts, our minds, and our souls, oh God, to receive from you whatsoever your word is. Lord God, minister unto us according to your will, Lord Jesus, and you know our needs both spiritually, naturally, mentally, emotionally, whatever the need is, Lord God, we believe you tonight that you will minister to us through your word, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So Lord, at this time, let us go to the Word of God. And tonight I'll be speaking from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10 and verses 14 through 21. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 1 reads, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has brought us for the same thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or for the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all come new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are the ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll stop right here with these scriptures. And tonight, the title of the message is Absence from the Body. And the theme is Presence with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Corinth, and he was writing to them to explain some things concerning being absent or present with the Lord. Amen. Absent from the body, rather, and present with the Lord, and what this means to the born-again believer. As he went on to say, this is confidently, as he starts out saying, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, word is on, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And when he referred to tabernacle, talking about this body that we dwell in, a temporary fixture or habitation that of a light construction, the word can be picked up from one location and placed in another. But we are walking around and our soul is living in this tabernacle. This is an earthly house. And with confidence, we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved or disintegrated, terminated, ended, hallelujah, we have a building of God. And the description of the building of God is a house not made with hands. And it is an eternal house. It is a foundation that cannot be moved, hallelujah, but rooted and grounded forever and ever. It is eternal in the heavens. Praise be to God. No need for this to be a mobile or movable habitation, because once we enter into the building of God, hallelujah, we are clothed upon, amen, glory, hallelujah, as he went on describing how we groan and we earnestly desire to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven, or not even necessary to be absent from the body, glory to God, and present with the Lord. But speaking to stay down here as long as they can. Oh, glory to God. But we have to have this assurance. We have to know that we are rich. We have to know that this earthly house is only temporary. It's only a temporary dwelling place. Praise the Lord. But one day we have to move from this place. We have to move on into the eternity. We have to move because this life is only for a short time. And we will not remain here. Glory be to God. But all I can think about is if I'm absent from the body, it means I'll be present with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Who doesn't want to be present with the Lord? Amen. And I can't help but think about the song that somebody wrote, saying that if I don't wake up in the morning, hallelujah, things will be all right. Oh, glory to God. No need to worry. No need to wonder what's going to happen or where I'm going to end up. But having that assurance, being confident enough to know that you're walking upright, you're living right, and so that whatever the day the Lord calls you, it'll be all right. Hallelujah. Absent from this body, away from this tabernacle. Should it be the song? No need to worry, because we have a building of God, a house not made with him, an eternal house in the heavens. Praise the Lord, groaning earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon. Praise be to God. And also, Apostle Paul mentioned how he groaned, being burdened, and expecting to see all the iniquity and everything that's all around us. But our desire is to be clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Mortality. We are mortal. Hallelujah. It's this immortality is what we are desiring to be clothed upon with. Immortality, the ability to live forever. Or in other words, eternal life. Glory to God. It's mortal must put on immortality. Praise the Lord. Now, he talks about what God did, and for the self-same thing, God wrought his wonder in us. Hallelujah. Of the Spirit. He has given to us the earnest of the Spirit, the seriousness and the sincerity of the Spirit. Nothing to be taken for granted or lightly, but having the depth and firmness of the earnest of the Spirit. Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, when it comes our time to be absent from the body, we rejoice because we'll be the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And we know that. But we are expecting by faith. As he said, we walk by faith, not by sight. This is not something we can see with the natural eye. Praise the Lord. But it's that walk of faith, having that trust in the Lord, looking to him, expecting that one day we will have in heaven, amen, we have the building of God that's not made by him. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. That's the most important part. No matter what we do, how much we desire this and we hope that, we labor that whether present or absent, we will be accepted of him. We want God to be pleased with us. We want him to be pleased with our ways. The Lord to be pleased with the offerings that we give. Amen. The praises that we render to him, the ministry that we perform for him, we want him to be pleased with it, and we want it to be acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the 10th verse, therefore, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. We all are going to appear before the judgment seat, and whatever we've done in our body, whether it be good or bad, we're going to receive that reward for what we've done in our body. Glory be to God. We know that the Lord, he loves us, and it is the power of the love of Christ that constrains us. Amen. That power of the love of Christ that severely restricts the scope, extent, or activity of our lives. Amen. It's a narrow way, as the Lord encouraged us to enter in at the straight gate. Praise God, because narrow the way that leads to life. Oh, praise the Lord. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. Glory be to God. But the love of Christ contains us, because he does judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Everyone was dead, but Christ came and he died for us. He gave his life for us. Amen. He died in our sin. We were the ones who deserved to die. We were the ones who deserved everlasting destruction and punishment, damnation. But Jesus, he came as the sacrifice. He came and he gave his life. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do what he did, but he did it because of his great love toward us. Not that we loved him, but because he loved us. Amen. So then he gave his life for all of us. And in case you don't know this, and you want to name the name of Christ, you want to be one of his disciples, be reminded of the question that Apostle Paul asked the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, he said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own." So it is the love of Christ that constrains us. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." Amen. This earthly house, this earthly tabernacle, glorify God in this body, in this tabernacle. Is dissolved, and we are absent from this earthly house. We are accepting to be present with the Lord and clothed upon with our heavenly house. Oh, praise be to God. So we are not our own, but we belong to the Lord. We have been bought with the price that Jesus paid, his shed blood on the cross. Hallelujah. His persecution, oh, his crucifixion, oh, he did it for you and for me. Oh, praise the Lord. And we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to him. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So be reminded that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God wants to live inside of our earthly tabernacle. God wants to rule in our lives, and we ought to yield him the right of way. We ought to submit to the will of God, humble ourselves before him, and allow him to do whatsoever he pleases. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. It's so powerful. The word of God is right. And when we get into the scripture and we really into the word and we start digging down into the scripture, we will find so many things that we never knew before, that we had no understanding of But God, he will enlighten us. He will show us the way because he is a God of light. He's not a God of confusion. Praise the Lord, but he makes things plain enough that we can understand, hallelujah, our need for him, our need to change our ways. Oh, glory be to God. As the scripture lets us know here in the 16th verse, wherefore, henceforth, this time forward, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, here's a stipulation. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, now henceforth know we him no more after the flesh, that is. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Any man, woman, boy, or girl, if you be in Christ, you're a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, the word, take notice of it. Pay attention. All things are become new. That is, because Christ died for us. He paid the price. Oh, yes, Lord, we've been bought with a price. We don't belong to ourselves. So if we're in Christ, we are constrained by his love. Amen. And he preserves us. He keeps us from evil. Amen. He gives us the power not to yield to temptation. He gives us the power to walk upright before him and not have to live in sin. Oh, praise the Lord, because he died to take away our sin. And if we yield ourselves to him, he will surely manifest himself and his glory to each one of us. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So being in Christ, all things are passed away. Oh, take the Lord Jesus. Once we got to know Jesus, things happened. Oh, glory be to God. Once we were shackled by a heavy burden, beneath a load of guilt and sin. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus, he paid the ultimate price. He sacrificed for you and for me. And now, I know, glory be to God, that my life is not the same as it used to be. I know that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus because something happened. It's a joy that began to flood my soul, a joy, glory, that overtook my inner being and began to just spring up, hallelujah, like a well of living water. The praises of God began to you out of my mouth. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But we must maintain our faith. We must walk upright before the Lord. Praise be to God. We must turn from our ways. We must obey the word of God. We must keep his commandments. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're not doing what God wants you to do now and change your ways, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Make a change. Make up your mind right now that you're going to change. Oh, glory to God. And God, he will meet you. Oh, yes, he will, and he will make a change in your life and make you a brand new creature. Oh, thank you, Lord God. You become a brand new creation, and all the old things are passed away. New, everything becomes new. Praise the Lord, this tabernacle that we're dwelling in is fragile. Oh, praise the Lord, this tabernacle refers to like a tent. That's fragile. It's not going to last forever. It's not eternal. It's only temporary. Praise the Lord. But God's got an eternal house. prepare for us. Amen. Jesus went away to prepare a special place for you and for me. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Apostle Paul talked about being reconciled to the Lord, to God, by Jesus Christ. And also that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. When he sent Christ, he was also in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Praise the Lord. Reconcile. When you think of this word, it means to restore friendly relations between, to be reunited. And the Bible lets us know clearly that it is the sin that separates us from God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short, cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity is gross sin. Your iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Not that he can't hear. It's not that he cannot see. It is the iniquity that separates us, oh, from the Lord. But Jesus came to reconcile us to God, to reunite us with God, to restore us, oh, hallelujah, to redeem us with his blood. So then we are not our own. We really don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to the Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right. Oh, praise the Lord. And we walking along this way, this journey, this Christian journey, we are going to run into many things. We may get weak along the way, might stumble and might even fall and even sin. Praise the Lord. But First John, the eighth, praise the Lord God. First John lets us know in verse 8, chapter 1, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Glory be to God. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. In the second chapter, verse 2, my little children, or rather verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Oh, praise the Lord. He has taught us, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So God was in Christ reconciling the world. Hallelujah. The whole entire world. He did it to save the world. So indeed, Jesus is our Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. And if you don't have a relationship with him, this is the time to get to know him, to develop a relationship with Jesus. Praise be to God. If you haven't accepted him as your personal Savior, now is the time to accept him as your Savior. Oh, praise be to God. The hand of the Lord is outstretched to you, 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 and you. Oh, glory to God. anyone who desires to give your life to Jesus, his hand is outstretched to you. Oh, praise the Lord. He is there to receive you. Are you willing to repent of your sins, to confess your sins before the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you? He is, and he will forgive your sins. He can save you. Hallelujah. He can reach you when no one else can reach you. Praise the Lord. He has the power to deliver you from all of your sins, from your bondage. Glory be to God, because there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible. And so why don't you give God a chance and just try him this one time? Hallelujah. And I believe that you will never regret. You will know for yourself how great God is, how good he is. Amen. You can have a relationship with him tonight. You can become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then put away the old things. Turn away from the world. Turn away from wickedness. Turn away from sin. Hallelujah. If you're living in adultery, come out of adultery. If you're committing fornication, mend your ways. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Repent and turn away from it. Oh, my Lord. Whatever you're doing that God is not pleased with, because one day all of us are going to be absent from the body, but all will not be present with the Lord. If we don't have our sins forgiven, if we don't do the will of God, if we don't obey his commandments, we will be absent from this tabernacle. Oh, my Lord Jesus. And we will go to eternal damnation, a place of destruction and torment, day and night, without end, forever, eternally. But we have to know, without any doubt, we have to have this assurance. We have to be this confident to know that if we are absent from the body, we'll be present with the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, if I don't wake up in the morning, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. If I'm taking my last breath right now, I know everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And at this time, there may be someone who heard the word tonight, heard the voice of the Lord calling unto you. Amen. Hugging on your heart. Glory be to God. Will you surrender to the Lord? Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Will you give your life to him? Praise the Lord. Will you accept salvation of Almighty God? This great plan of salvation that God has ordained for everyone, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. He's willing to save you. He's willing to deliver your soul. You don't have to try to fix yourself. You don't have to try to change yourself. But God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, because his arms are not too short that they cannot save. But he can reach you right where you are. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you just come to him as you are, just present your body before him and surrender to the Lord. give your life to him. And God will have mercy. Praise the Lord. Whereas his face was hidden from you because of sin, he will manifest himself to you. He will make himself known to you, and he will hear you when you call. All glory be to God. Praise the Lord. At this time, maybe someone desires something special from the Lord, and you've been struggling along this way, having doubt and uncertainty and perhaps unbelief. Praise God. Maybe your faith is a little weak and you need God to strengthen your faith. You need him to take away all those doubts and the unbelief. Hallelujah. And you want him to forgive you for not believing him, because the Bible lets us know that all unbelief is sin. It's a sin not to believe God, and he will take away that spirit of unbelief. He will take it away. That's the reason why Jesus came, to take away the sin, that sin of unbelief. He died to take it all away. Praise be to God. And he will do it for you. Maybe somebody sick in their body. Maybe somebody feeling despondent and depressed, feeling the oppression of the cares of life, feeling cast down. Hallelujah. God will lift you up. He will take those heavy burdens off of you. He will do it for you. But you must come to him and believe that he can and that he will. Praise the Lord. The prayer has already been prayed early. And all we have to do is just believe that God is doing it for us right now. All we have to do is ask him, Lord, do it for me. Glory to God. And show your faith that you believe he's doing it for you right now. Well, glory to God. As we get ready to go into prayer, and I want to give you the opportunity, if there's someone who wants to make their prayer request known and speak it out over this conference line. If you want us to pray on your behalf, hallelujah, we're going into the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're humbling ourselves before him and opening up the platform that you may speak directly to the Lord and say to him what it is you desire him to do. And we're going to pray together the prayer of faith, believing God for your petition. Hallelujah. Is there one who would like to make a petition unto the Lord? Star 6 and come over on the platform and tell him directly. Oh, hallelujah. What your petition is, what you desire him to do. And we'll go to him in prayer, sing on your behalf, along with you and for you. Is there one? Hallelujah. Come on over on the platform and speak it now. Dear one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Maybe somebody want to be saved right now. You don't have to say it out loud, but you can tell God in your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anyone who wants something from God, you can say it in your heart. Talk to God right now. Just speak to him. Let your heart cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there one? You don't want to overlook anyone. If not, we're going to go ahead on and pray, because God can hear you. We can't hear you on this line, but God is listening. Hallelujah. He's listening. His ears are open. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, heaven and to look down on us right now. Oh, my God, as we pray this prayer, we ask, Lord, that you will search our heart. Everything that's not right, Lord, please be merciful and forgive us. Have mercy, Lord, and save us. In the name of Jesus, cover us under your blood right now. Wash us and purify our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we come to you right now on behalf of that soul, those souls, Lord, who desire to have a relationship with you, desiring that you will save them tonight. Lord, we ask that you will forgive their sins, blot out their transgressions, wash away their iniquity in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask, Lord, that you will receive them and make them whole. Lord, save their souls and save their lives. Fill them, Lord, with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it right now while we're praying this prayer. We come, Lord, intervening, oh, Lord Jesus, for them and along with them, praying with them, Lord, believing with them, Lord Jesus, trusting with them this night. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, my God. We're praying, Lord God, for those who are on the prayer list. One by one, name by name, we pray, God, that you will see, look on the names that are written on the prayer list. Oh, my God, and look on their petition that is written by their name. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will read their petition, my God, and consider it tonight and grant it, my Lord, according to your will, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we believe right now, we touch and agree in faith. Lord, in this prayer, we believe that we have the petitions we've asked. We believe, oh God, for deliverance tonight. We believe, Lord, for touch. Oh my God, we believe for strengthening of our faith. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we believe. Oh, let's go, Jesus, for the healing of the sick, for the healing, oh, my Lord, of the afflicted tonight, Lord Jesus, for the healing of those who have terminal diseases, where the doctors have given them up. We believe tonight, Lord, for miracles for their lives and restoration of their health, making them ever with hope. We believe you this night, Lord Jesus, and we take back your word. Oh, Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord, for that one, for those who have a special request tonight, a special petition before you, Lord Jesus, desiring something from you, Lord, talking to you right now from their heart. Oh, my God, even speaking out loud where they are, though we can't hear them, Lord. You, Lord, you can hear them right now. We pray, Lord God, that you will visit them right this moment during this prayer while we're praying. Let them feel your touch. Let them feel your presence. Oh, my God, let your holy angels, your heavenly host, be encamped round about them, Lord, and let them know that you are there for them. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we believe you. And we are taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we praise you. And we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for your mighty move, Lord Jesus. We thank you for just having mercy on us, Lord. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us when we call upon you. We thank you for coming to see about us. We thank you, Lord God, for coming to our aid. We thank you for opening doors and for making ways before us. Lord, we thank you for encouraging us along the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for working things out in our home, Lord. on our job. We thank you, my God, for just having mercy on us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord. We thank you right now for what you're doing while we're praying, hallelujah, because we believe your word. That before we can even ask, before we even call you, you already answered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Ever have your way, my God, and let your hold that assurance to know that should we be absent from the body, we can be present with you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you for those who continue to labor in this ministry, asking you, Lord God, to let this ministry continue to grow, let it prosper, so I better reach many more souls, and let those continue to be blessed. Oh, my God, have your eternal way, and let your holy will be done. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Lord, thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. And please remember to keep all of those on the prayer list in your prayers continually. God bless you and we love you. Good night.